Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines as we're getting closer now to an incredible football weekend. The Eagles and the Packers, 425 on Sunday. They practice today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia fellas. Taking all the fellas now. Make sure you go to all your doctor's appointments, man, and do everything that you have to do to keep yourself healthy. Because, you know, a lot of times, as men, we don't like going to the doctor.
Yeah, try to avoid that doctor.
Yeah, try to avoid the doctor, man. But make sure you go do all the things that you need to do to stay healthy.
Check all those boxes?
Yeah, check all those
boxes. Get those boxes checked. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. And Hugh, I think we need to have a discussion here before the playoffs start about something that we've been discussing really in earnest for about 2 years now. And that is Nick Sirianni, the head coach of this football team. And really where he stands with everyone, where he stands with the franchise. And it's not lost on me what the team has accomplished since he got here, right? They've won 50 games the last 4 years. He just won his 50th. They won 14 this regular season. He's got two 14-win seasons. He's been to a Super Bowl. I recognize the Eagles have had a ton of success with Nick Sirianni as their head coach. But, Hugh, as we enter the playoffs, and there's a lot of expectations what the Eagles should do, and I think they should, without question, win this game on Sunday. I'm going to predict them to win. I expect them to win. And 14-win seasons and a team this good, these opportunities don't come around every day.
And you got to seize the moment, man.
You have to seize the moment. And here's the way I view Sirianni. He's probably better than I've given him credit for over the years. But I'm not at the point yet, until the postseason, which is now, happens, where his job is secure long-term for me. And I'll just put it very simply. He has to have postseason success. Otherwise, I have no interest in extending his contract. And I'm not even sure I want him here. I'll be honest. I know he's had a good run. But I'm thinking about this from the perspective of he's got the best talent in the league. I need this team to make a run to the Super Bowl and capitalize here. And then I saw this last week, and it just made me think. So Jeremy Fowler of ESPN put this out, some speculation, maybe reckless, but probably informed. Jeremy Fowler wrote, Nick Sirianni has quieted the preseason noise with the Eagles' 13-3 season. This was before the game Sunday. Would a first-round playoff exit reignite talks about his job status? It's hard to say, but it's a question some people around the league are wondering, as am I. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where do you stand on Sirianni? Look, it was a great regular season. They won 14 games. For you, has he already done enough to secure his job long term?
I think he has, but I tell you what, Joe, I'd like to add a little bit of validity or you know, some thought to what you said. I get where you're coming from, because there was a time early in the season where it looked like this team was trending in the wrong direction. It looked like this team was coming unraveled. It looked like our coach was coming unraveled. And there's a lot of speculation. You know, we hear the rumors or the story came out that he had to go upstairs and talk to the owner and apologize for his actions when he had a tete-a-tete with the fans. Mm-hmm. I think that it was trending in that direction. But as the season progressed and they started to stack wins, you can't deny that Coach Sirianni is good for this team. Now, I know I presented the question last week to Ike, and Ike poo-pooed it. And I asked Ike a question. I said, do you think Coach Sirianni we'll get an opportunity somewhere else? That is still remains to be seen. And I don't think that's the case. But the bottom line is this. You look at Coach Sirianni's resume since he's been here. 50 games.
In 4 years.
That's
good.
That's nothing to sneeze at. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the state of the NFL. You look at the landscape of the NFL. Mike McCarthy, still has his job as of today in Dallas. I think after today, this is probably his last official day as the head coach or something like that. And he's been interviewing for other jobs. And then the New York Giants just retained their head coach and their GM. And they did not have a great season.
They won 3 games.
And so to sit there and throw a 50-win coach away, because we don't like the way his sideline antics or the fact that he can't control himself in certain things. I don't know if you do that. It's bad analogy time. It's almost like having a significant other. I'm just going to say significant other. That when, you know, they get a couple tequila shots, you know, shirts coming off.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? Maybe dancing on some bars or whatnot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. But when they're not drinking, they're the best person they could possibly be. You know, a great, great friend, all this other stuff. It's what do you do? You probably try to, you know, make them not drink so much tequila, but you don't throw that person away.
Well, you
kind of work with
well,
them.
But that, you know, you could, or you could upgrade. I mean, at some point you might have to make a decision
in life.
I mean,
but it all depends. Every now and then you got to throw back some shots of tequila, though.
Yeah, you do. You do that. 215-592-9494. Let me give you a couple analogies to how I'm where I'm at with Sirianni right now. There's a lot of similarities. The other day when Ray was on with the morning show, he compared, you know, he thought the spot of this game for the Eagles was a little eerily similar to last year with the Packers going to Dallas. Well, the similarities, to me, it's not so much just the matchup and the team. It's the other coach, right? Like last year, the Dallas Cowboys won the division. They played the Packers in the first round. Dallas walked in the playoffs as the number two seed. They were one of the best teams in the NFC. They got upset. They chose to keep the coach, even though all the conversation last year was, are they going to fire McCarthy? And then they had a down year this year at McCarthy. I mean, the Cowboys could have moved off McCarthy last year. They chose not to. And the other thing I'll think about, Hugh, you mentioned those 50 wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you an example of another person that had a lot of success, and their team didn't win a Super Bowl and said, you know what? We got to upgrade here. And then they did win a Super Bowl. Now, it's not a head coach. It's a quarterback. I'm going to give you a resume for a quarterback, all right? 4 years. 46 wins and a Super Bowl appearance, but they lost that Super Bowl. And after the fourth year,
I think I know what you're talking about.
The Los Angeles Rams moved off of Jared Goff, and they won a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. Now, Goff's good, right? And you might say Sirianni's good. But the Rams said, we didn't win. Like, we have everything else good here. We didn't win. They upgraded
at that position.
We have to upgrade the court. We can't waste we can't waste Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp and all that. And it worked for them.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. Sirianni needs to have playoff success for me to want to commit to this thing long term and say he's the coach here for the next 5 years. Otherwise, I'm like, what are we doing here? I don't want to waste this roster. They've had the best roster this season. They had it 2 years ago. You only get so many shots with the best team.
Oh, no question about that. And I give you another example just to help your case out a little bit. Coach Dungy, Tony Dungy, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He gets fired from there because I think they had an abysmal season. They were in the playoffs the following year. Then his last year there, I think they didn't make the playoffs. They fire him and go get Gruden, and he takes him to the Super Bowl.
And won it the first year.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man, where there are examples of moving on and making the team better. I look at it like this. Now, there are two things at play here. This roster is good enough that it feels like this is the year to get it done.
Yep.
When you talk about everybody else in the NFL. And there's also that if you don't get it done, is it time to shake things up? That's a tough question to answer, but I'm not there with Coach Sirianni. I think he's done a great job in these 4 years. Are there things about Coach Sirianni that I don't like? Some of his antics and everything? Yes. But damn it, 50 wins.
It's a nice round number. It is. 215-592-9494. All right, let's have the conversation as we start the postseason. We all have big expectations. You know, no matter whoever you talk to, it's like either Super Bowl or very close to it is the expectation. Like I think I haven't talked to one person the last couple weeks that says anything less than going to the NFC title game is okay. I mean, that's the kind of team they have. That's the kind of seed they have. They have health on their side. They should go deep. So if what happens if that doesn't happen? 215-592-9494. Has Nick Sirianni for you already done enough to secure his job? He has for Hugh. He has it for me. Let's hear Chris Canty, ESPN. This was a few weeks ago, but the storyline hasn't changed. Here's what he feels about Sirianni.
Howie Rosen has gifted him a roster that should make a deep playoff run, a roster that's capable of getting back to the Super Bowl. If they fall short and they underwhelm in the postseason like they did last year, losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then I think it's on the board that Nick Sirianni could lose his job, especially considering what's going to be available in the coaching pool this hiring cycle. Remember, this was also the same franchise that waited a couple of weeks until after the season was over with to say that he was coming back. This is also the same franchise where the general manager and not the head coach was the one to go out and hire his new coordinators after the guys that he had last year failed miserably. So when you look at all of these things, it sets up for Nick Sirianni to be the fall guy if the Philadelphia Eagles don't get where everybody in that organization.
215-592-9494. The bottom line is this for me. I haven't seen enough to secure Sirianni's job. 14 wins is a wonderful season. He did a good job this year. But this is a GM roster story more than it is a head coach story the way I view it. He needs to win playoff games. I can't leave this season and you tell me in the last 4 years all they did is win two playoff games. That's not good enough. 215-592-9494. Darren Sproles, he was on with Kay Adams. He weighed in on the idea of Sirianni and basically said, no, he's fine.
Really crazy. There's some rumors. Let's talk about this. If the Eagles lose in the first round of the playoffs, there's reports made by ESPN that Nick Sirianni's job could be in jeopardy. What do you make of that?
Nah. Nick, coaches, he's done a great job. And then, but he is the winningest coach, like in the first 4 years of any Eagles coach, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of wins.
I don't feel like his job is in jeopardy.
But they're like, there's a lot of one and done. There's a lot of wild coach stuff going on. I know you're close to you're super close to that organization, of course. Like, so you're saying that's total BS. There's no way he should be on the hot seat.
All talk, yeah.
Love that.
It's all talk.
I know Darren's a towel, so definitely. I wasn't laughing at you, dog. I was laughing because it was obvious that you were caught off guard. You were caught off guard with the question because I would think that his first thought was, like, what the hell is she talking about?
Yeah, he had to workshop the answer.
And he was trying to think. He didn't want to give an uninformed answer. But he wasn't prepared for the fact that she asked him what she asked him.
Not the strongest endorsement.
You know what I mean? But I hear what you're saying, and it does sound like that. But I'm telling you, it was more like, why the hell is she asking me this question?
Yeah.
Buddy won 50 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I get his hesitation and his trepidation to answer because he's trying to figure out he's trying to figure out in his mind, I'm assuming, what the hell has he done that I don't know about that would potentially get him fired. So he's trying, you know, on the fly. He's trying to do all that on the fly. So I get that part of it. But to her point, crazy things have happened in the NFL, man. And this is a roster that is made to win now. And that's the thing. I don't think it's a crazy question. I'm hearing people calling and texting me and talking about, hey, why is he talking about this? It's not crazy. I understand we're getting ready to go into a playoff game, but there's a lot riding on this. If it was far fetched, then it wouldn't be talked about.
Well, it's out there. ESPN.
You know what I mean? It's
Mike
out.
Flores.
It's been out there. It's not. And this is not something that we're fabricating. Because I feel like a lot of times, man, like I look at social media, and we ask questions, and people immediately say, "Well, that sounds like something that you know you're making things up." No, dog.
Well, he also doesn't have a contract extension yet.
Yes.
I mean, if they loved him so much, he'd have a contract extension.
Like for the folks out there that think you're trying to be negative, let's workshop this a little bit. If it was not being talked about, it wouldn't be said. Like, seriously, everything that comes out of this station, that comes from national television, there's somewhere where that story has been talked about. Now, I will say this. There are times where there are stories that are fabricated. I'll give you that. But this has been talked about for weeks because let's not forget that when Coach Sirianni had his Britney Spears moment and then he went out there and he yelled at a fan, there was a lot of people that weren't up. They were not happy with that. They were not happy with that. And there was speculation on if this thing goes south that Coach Sirianni won't be here. I understand that we're getting ready for a playoff run and when the throws of that and everything, but it's still on the table because he does not have a contract extension yet.
And he doesn't have a Super Bowl. Look, you mentioned the 50 wins, and it's a very nice round number, and it's a great story. I mean, he that's his resume, and he should be proud of that, and the Eagles should be proud of that. But Doug Peterson won 42 games his first 4 years. You know why he has a statue outside the link? Not because of wins in October, because he won the Super Bowl. That's the standard here now to get to and win Super Bowls. 215-592 and 9494 is how you hop in. Kyle, what are you thinking here as we enter the postseason And we all expect them to win on Sunday, yeah. which I think they are, and I believe they are. And he better, because otherwise I'm not fully sold. Where are you at on the Sirianni thing as we project his future?
So that's kind of the biggest part of it for me, because we had this conversation a few weeks ago, and I was like, extend the guy. He's done a fantastic job this season. I still think he has done a fantastic job this season. But, like, now that we're here, I think I don't really see a world in which we lose to this Green Bay Packers team. They feel like us last season, limping into the postseason, mm-hmm. a dead team walking. Like, we should kick their ass. So that's the expectation right now. And I understand he's won 50 games, but they lose this. Then all of a sudden, we're talking a 2-4 postseason record with a great roster for the entire time that he's been here. 2-4 postseason record. And not having gone to the second round all but one season. And the time he did that was, you know, they beat Daniel Jones. They beat Josh Johnson. It's not a decorated playoff resume. So I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to transport myself into a period where, God forbid, they do lose this game to the Packers. Then it's kind of like, well, you know, is there a move that we can make? And I sort of equate it to the Phillies conversation we had last season, where we're like, well, I don't really know what to do. There's not much more you can add to this roster to make it, like, that much better. It's a great roster, but maybe they just kind of need a shakeup or a new voice to push them over the top. And we talked about that with Rob Thompson. I don't know. I feel like I might, that's where my mind might be if they do end up losing to Green Bay.
Well, if everything else is great, then what's the part you could upgrade, right? You start wondering. 215-592-9494. Has Nick Sirianni already done enough to secure his job? Where do you come down as we enter the postseason with huge expectations here? And I'll put it this way. If this thing doesn't at least get to the NFC title game, then that's an underachievement. I expect us to be doing a pregame show and shows leading up to an NFC championship game. That's my expectation now for this postseason. The coach has got to lead him. Let's go to the phone lines. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Happy hump day.
Good morning, Chris. What's up, buddy?
You, DeCamera Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a headline
twins.
On...
Twins, DeCamera Douglas, D and D. Chris sent me a photo of the two of you in the same photo.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
I saw a headline online. It read like this. It said, former Eagles Hall of Famer turns his back on fan base.
Wow. That's a strong headline.
So let me get this straight.
I wrote that one.
Yeah, I was about to say. I knew. See, there's some nefarious things working here. I see that.
Go ahead, Chris.
You even told me to say, yeah, call him the camera. He can't stand that.
You. Say it ain't
Chris,
so,
I can't you. I say can't believe so. You let my partner do I can't believe you let my partner do that, man.
I just planted the seeds. I can't what grows from them I have no control over.
You did it to yourself.
What
man.
You mean? How did I do? Listen, Chris, do me a favor.
You're refusing to dye your beard green for the fan base.
How
we
about see
do
I,
it.
Support See, this
us
is this has shifted.
Run, and you don't want to be part of it. You're like, nah, screw y'all. I
See, this has shifted from me losing the bet to now me letting the fan base down.
Oh, it has. Yep.
Now I know what those kids felt like when they saw.
Don't hit me with the kids, man. Like, not the kids. Broken. Not the kids,
I mean,
man.
My daughter said to me, she's like, why doesn't Hugh like the Eagles anymore, Daddy? I said, I don't know. He doesn't want to support us, honey. You know?
That is not the case.
At dinner
man.
Last time, my kid said, is Hugh dying his beard?
No.
And I said, he's trying to weasel out.
Wow.
Go ahead. Know. So, Chris, what are you thinking on Sirianni?
So here's what I think about Nick. Nick's not on the hot seat. Nick is on the infernal seat this week. All right, guys, let me speak some truth and wisdom. And then I got some important information for all those that want to reference his regular season record. So first of all, let's start with he's 2-3 in the playoffs. All right, if he loses this week, he is 1,000% getting deuces. See it. All right, he's out the door. All right. Here's what you have to understand, though. When the people talk about the regular season wins, they're looking at it as he did this, and that's why the organization values him, because he's winning these games. They don't see it that way. This organization views the head coach in a certain way, and I'm not trying to downplay it, but it's like they see certain positions, and we've talked about this before, whether it be the linebacker or you know other positions on the roster. They see them more as cogs in the machine, because what Howie and Jeff have built is they've built everything that you just laid out, Joe. They've built that phenomenal roster. They built all this phenomenal talent. They've brought in top coordinators, especially right now for Nick. And if it fails, they expect the regular season success to come, and they more importantly expect this to win championships. And as evident of that, guys, look at their – they believe in their method. Look at what their method produced before. Doug Peterson was a Super Bowl-winning head coach and then went up to Jacksonville and fell flat on his face, like Mr. Greenbeard. But they expect that this system works. So if it doesn't, there's only one glaring hole. And I know we like to play this game with Jill and Joe, that you like to say, hey, well, what if a certain quarterback was here? What would this team look like? Ask that same question with some other good head coaches out there. If they were in this situation with this roster, what would it look like? And I think he is, if he doesn't have massive success, and I don't know what that's defined as, only the organization does, and in my eyes, I think they're viewing it as if he doesn't get us back to the Super Bowl, it's time to replace him, because, again, they see it as their apparatus that they built. He's only a mere piece.
Yeah,
he's
Chris, the way I would frame it is almost like a baseball manager. You know, like, yes, they have an effect. They can help, and there's really good ones, but it's about the roster. It's about the GM. The way baseball teams are, and Chris, good focal, I think the Eagles view their coaching situation like that. 215-592-9494. In your opinion, has Nick Sirianni already done enough to keep his job beyond the season? Seth Joyner at 11. Your calls on this next. As we enter the postseason, I have high expectations. I expect to win on Sunday. Sirianni, has he already done enough to secure his job long term, or does he need postseason success? I need to be in the NFC title game. Otherwise, I say, what are we doing here? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Your call's coming up. Sports Radio 94 WIP.